To hear Marco Rubio tell it, journalists are the reason for Donald Trump's meteoric rise. Here's Rubio after leaving the race this week.
I spent 10 months and 28 days campaigning on issues, and no one covered it other than when they had to. And the minute I started talking about someone, they started cutting in live to every one of my speeches. So the media has failed us in this discourse as well.
And of course, he means by the minute he started talking about Donald Trump. But Trump didn't sound too thankful on Tuesday night. Here he is talking about the campaign.
By the end, if you get to the end, you can handle a lot of things, including pressure. That I can tell you, because there's nothing like it. Lies, deceit, viciousness, disgusting reporters, horrible people.
Let's bring in one of those disgusting reporters to look at the media stories in the race to the White House, NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
No introduction more glamorous, Robin.
And we'll get to that overarching thought from Rubio first, but Breitbart News, their reporter Michelle Fields resigned from that conservative organization after she claimed Donald Trump's campaign manager grabbed and bruised her when she started to ask a question. Breitbart issued a statement saying they didn't think it was Corey Lewandowski. Then other staffers left. What's going on at Breitbart?
Well, there's been a kind of civil war there where Breitbart has been very sympathetic, I think, to Donald Trump during this campaign, and only more so as time has gone on. And there's a undercurrent of dissent there among some staffers about the degree to which they want to get on board a bandwagon as a conservative news outlet, whether they want to support a single candidate, particularly that specific candidate, I think, has been really a question for them. And you've seen this tension of people saying, why aren't we sticking up for our reporter? The bruises, she had photographic evidence of those. There's videotape that seems very much to show that it was Corey Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager, who did sort of pulled her to the ground with this iron grip. And Ben Terrace, a reporter for The Washington Post, who has no particular stake in this story, said he witnessed. I mean, he was right there. He
right.
said that he saw Lewandowski do this. People at Breitbart say, why aren't we supporting our reporter, even if it involves an aide to a campaign that we may have some sympathies for? And Trump has doubled down on his support for his campaign manager. He's been the opposite of contrite.
Yeah, good job, we heard him say the other day. Well, one of the staffers that's resigned said in his statement that Andrew Breitbart's life mission has been betrayed. He, of course, founded it 9 years ago. What's your sense there?
Well, you know, I got to know Andrew Breitbart pretty well after doing a profile of him, spending a fair amount of time with him over the months and years that followed. Weren't friends, but were friendly. And Breitbart, you know, was a provocateur. He was a disruptor. He saw himself as a cultural conservative warrior of sorts. But you didn't really see him ally himself with candidates in quite this way.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been the strong sense, both inside and outside Breitbart, among many people, that they have sort of served as a conduit for Trump to receive very sympathetic coverage. They like his strong nationalist and populist appeal with a conservative bent.
Yeah.
And there have been allegations, utterly denied, I might add, by those leading Breitbart, that Trump has in some ways been propping up the site financially. And so there's been this real question of the extent to which Breitbart has been influenced in its agenda by being supported by the candidate they seem to be supporting with their sympathetic coverage.
Well, so that's sort of a strike against what Rubio and others are saying, that the media isn't supporting him. That organization is. But take that idea up, that it's the media's fault that he's done as well as he has. I'm thinking, if more of his party had questioned his candidacy before a couple weeks ago, the media would have had more to cover.
So let's break that down a little bit, because I think there's actually a lot packed in there.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would say in answer to your last thought is absolutely. If members of his own party had been more direct in taking him on, Rubio in these not insulting ways but in these direct ways about what it means to be Republican and ways in which some things that Trump say seem to contradict with certain fundamental and even Republican values, then the press would have covered that. I don't think that the press has to be beholden to somebody's political opponents to wait to decide something is newsworthy. In a perhaps the most pure example would be weapons of mass destruction and questioning the presentation made by that and some of the assertions made by that by
mm-hmm.
Bush administration officials back in, call it the fall of 2002 and early 2003. Tim Russert once said to me, you know, we didn't pick up on that. Democrats on the Hill worked almost in lockstep ultimately to support the president, and they weren't raising this issue before us. And I think the world of the late Tim Russert. I think he was a terrific interviewer. But I think that is a case in which the press didn't have to wait for that to occur. In this instance, I think if you look at Donald Trump, that the media both missed the story of his rise, what was propelling it, that he would not be a flash in the pan like a Herman Cain 4 years ago, but that he actually would have not only uniform name recognition but real staying power. But also I think the media – and obviously there are a lot of components in the media mm-hmm. – but the media enabled his rise, and particularly with unfiltered coverage of his rallies and these sort of almost ceaseless interviews on cable news that ultimately amounted to him controlling the megaphone. And it was because both the networks and the viewers didn't know what Donald Trump would say next. And therefore, he's been able to get on the aggregate an astonishing amount of unfiltered time to convey his message and his tone. And even his own controversies redound to his benefit because nobody else gets any oxygen in the room.
Yeah, well, and conservative columnist Russ Douthat said this months ago, why aren't more people reporting on things like Trump University? Why was that something that came so late
in the
election? So a lot of questions that we will be asking ourselves. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.